The wartime president of occupied Bohemia and Moravia, Emil Hácha, is one of the saddest figures of Czech 20th century history. An elderly academic, he only agreed reluctantly to become head of state after Edvard Beneš resigned over the Munich Agreement in 1938. He made the tragic mistake of remaining in office when Hitler marched into the country 6 months later. Hácha's hopes of preserving at least some of his country's independence were gradually worn down, and as his health failed, he eventually became nothing but a puppet of the Gestapo. On March the 15th, 1944, to mark the fifth anniversary of the occupation, President Hácha delivered a speech on Prague radio. It was only meant to be a brief message, but by then Hácha was already sick and broken, scarcely able even to play the grotesque ceremonial role he had been left by the Nazis. The radio reporters who went up to the castle to record the speech had a great deal more difficulty than they expected. The entire tape of what was recorded is preserved, including several failed attempts by the ailing Hácha to speak coherently. On several occasions his voice breaks down completely. At this point, the radio reporter, Josef Tsintsibus, interrupts the president. Cautiously, he asks if he would mind reading it again. That was fine, Tsintsibus says diplomatically. But perhaps, Mr. President, it would be a good idea to read it again, a little louder, and as if you really felt what you were saying. The reporter goes on to demonstrate by reading a couple of sentences himself. This bizarre scene is repeated on several occasions, until on the 11th attempt, the final version is recorded. The speech goes as follows. Dear fellow citizens, 5 years is not a long time in the life of a nation, but enough to destroy it for several generations. We have seen this in the example of some other small nations. Sometimes there is only a moment between the path of life and the path of death. It was at one such moment that we decided our future lay with the Greater German Reich. Since that time, we have faced many obstacles, but we have managed to remain intact. I can even see that we are a nation that is rising in its inner value. This is the most important proof that we followed the right path. I ask you all to continue under all circumstances to be faithful to this country's leaders, to the Reich, whose victory will bring you and your children a happy future. May God's goodwill never leave us. But the days of the Reich were already numbered. Less than a week after the end of the war, on May the 13th, 1945, Emil Hácha was arrested at the presidential castle in Lány and put into Prague's Pankrác prison. He died 2 weeks later, on June the 27th.